Blog Talk Radio.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to the stage, Jenda and Corey.
Yay!
And Corey would play my song.
That's because you're not feeling well. I had to perk you up somehow.
I know. I'm trying. And I'm tired today.
Okay, you put that back. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday to you.
Leroy Jenkins!
I always forget about that. Always.
That's an effort to make you all jump over the hump because you're scared.
Something. I always, always forget about that.
That was hot.
And I know it's coming like every time.
You do know it's going to be time.
Oh, lovely.
I was going to say something, but yeah, no.
Hey, Ginger.
What?
That is just bad. Bad, Ginger. Bad.
Are you in? You liked it.
I refrained from comment. Mm-hmm. I declined to comment.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say good morning to one Mr. Felix over at Working Class Gamer. How you doing this morning?
How you doing?
at least for the ginger. The ginger's a little slow this morning. Y'all are going to have to bear with us.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm enough perk for both
of them. Oh, my God.
You know what? I do have some sad news I need to share.
I've got some. Ooh,
I want to say the same. Well, those of you who grew up watching Soul Train, it would be sad to hear that we just lost Don Cornelius this morning, 75 years of age. So, speedy journey to you. Hope there's lots of dancing where you go and that you're always going down the Soul Train line and doing your favorite dance. He lived a long, very fruitful life. So, and those of you who are like, what the hell is Soul Train? Well, Google or hit YouTube. You'll find out.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, also our condolences to his family, which I'm sure are.
All right. Well, oh.
Oh, she got some good stuff, too.
Y'all know I love me some GamePolitics.com. This one makes my head hurt just a little bit. All right. So, lawyer claims client firebombed synagogues because of video games and mental health problems. I'll agree with the mental health problems. The lawyer of a man accused of attempting to firebomb several synagogues in New Jersey is saying that his client suffered from mental illness and was unduly influenced by video games. The 19-year-old man, Anthony M. Graziano of Lodi, New Jersey, pled not guilty to first-degree attempted murder, bias intimidation, and aggravated arson for two attacks on synagogues in the area. Graziano was in court today seeking a reduction in his $5 million bail. Superior Court Judge Liliana Diavila Salibi cut the bail in half because Graziano is destitute. Graziano allegedly used a rigged aerosol can and a Molotov cocktail to firebomb a Rutherford synagogue on January 11th. One of the devices crashed through a residential window, burning a rabbi on the hand. His wife and five children and mother and father-in-law escaped the firebombing unscathed. Two attacks occurred in early January. Graziano's attorney, Robert Kalish, that his client suffered from mental health issues and spent most of his time playing violent video games on his Xbox 360. Kalish didn't say which games Graziano played. Yes, let me stop you right here. People, this child, he is a child, by the way. He's 19 years old. If he has these mental problems, he's had them for probably a good portion of his life. Now, who gave him these video games? Who let him use these video games knowing that this child was off, that this child needed some sort of help? Yes, yes, yes. Let's point the fingers back where it belongs, between him and his parents, because, of course, he is overage. But, oh my God, don't be blaming our video games. I play violent video games. Am I out there killing anybody? I don't even know how to make a Molotov cocktail. But I've thrown them in video games. I'm not out there making them. I've bombed people. I've headshotted people. I've slit people's throats. I've stabbed them in the thigh. I've done all kinds of wonderful things to people in video games. I'm not out there doing them in real life. Because we are not crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
since you're angry this morning, I blame you all.
Yes, yes. Y'all got me going already.
Why don't they just say the people are not, they're not right in the head? It doesn't matter what they play. He could have been watching, you know, Martin Scorsese movies.
And what about all the, like Corey said before, what about all the serial killers that came before video games were ever around?
Jack the Ripper, I'm pretty sure he wasn't playing anything when Mondo got to
him. Are you sure? I heard he was playing Battlefield 3.
No, yeah. he's playing the pre-version of Battlefield 3, you know, where they draw stuff on the wall and say, stand here for Molotov cocktail.
Yes.
All right. I must share this next story with my guys over at Indestructible. Yes, I know you guys, you better be listening, because I told you, I will cut you. You're within cutting distance. We were talking about this the other day. Indestructible, the guys I told you I met with, was it last week? To have coffee?
Yes.
They did the Transformers modding. Some very brilliant developers. Whenever their MMO comes out on iPhone, they're going to be superstars. But however, we're discussing how difficult it is to make cross-platform mobile games. Like if you make one for iPhone and then try to port it over to Android, it's a little bit of a problem, they said, because there's so many Android phones.
Oh, yeah. GLaDOS, let her go.
Let me go. Am I free? Hello.
Yes, yes, now you are. Now you are.
Okay. Well, according to VentureBeat this morning, it said, though there's a lot of hand-wringing in the developer community about fragmentation on Android, there are different manufacturers making dozens of unique units with their own screen size and resolution. Adding to that, there hasn't been any way for Google to ensure that phones running Android stay up to date on the latest release of their operating system. A new study from Localytics that presents a mixed bag across all apps using Localytics. So a full 73% of Android usage comes from devices running a variant of Android 2.3, while the build known as Gingerbread is not the most recent. We all know that's ice cream sandwich, as we call it here at Sandwich. Yeah. Now, from a fragmentation perspective, it should be good news to developers that such a large majority of users are I'm going to need for Firefox not to be trying to update in the middle of me talking. So we have returned anyway. I was like, what just happened? I saw the little thing updated, now restarting. I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Firefox? Okay, so anyway, we're back. Let me finish telling you about this story and then... Okay, so they're saying, since a ton of Android phones are out of date, at least they are all left behind together. So Localytics is clearly a glass full kind of company. Add Android 2.2 Froyo to the mix, and the majority becomes even more convincing. 23% of Android user sessions were running some flavor of Froyo. So between the two Android developers can be confident that they only need to actively target two Android operating system builds in order to achieve 96% compatibility with the Android ecosystem. So basically what that's saying is you guys out there that are coming up with the excuse of why you can't port your games to Android phones are bunk. Most of us are all running a couple of generations behind. So go ahead and make your game. Port it over. Pick one of the phones, and it's probably going to work on all of them because most people have not updated. Nobody's running around, most of us anyway, even us techs and geeks, don't generally run around trying to get the latest update because we usually know there's going to be something wrong with it. So we wait. We hold off. I know I don't accept updates just because they're available. The tweeting has started. What happened to our girls? Where is the girl? and GLaDOS. That was Firefox. Seriously. Tell them, oh great Jinja. Ooh. That's right. On the market, I guess, huh? Uh-oh. Some of them might like that. Yeah, we're I am very excited about my next story. Yes. PlayStation Vita is going to win me over. Hang on. Well, according to this story, their digital versions of their games are going to cost less than their boxed. Finally, somebody heard me. According to GI.biz this morning, Sony has confirmed that pricing for Vita download codes will be around 10% less than the physical media versions of the same games, at least here in the U.S. and Japan. A U.S. shopper noticed prices on the Best Buy pre-order machine in the U.S. were slightly lower than he'd been expecting, posting a shot of the prices over at neogaf.com. When questioned on the matter, Sony representatives issued a statement to Shack News confirming that the downloaded titles will indeed be cheaper than boxed products. Yay! Although official pricing remains unconfirmed at this time. Sony's spokesperson said they can confirm that there will be a discount on the downloadable PS Vita titles from PSN. It says exact details have not yet been revealed, but be on the lookout for an announcement in the very near future. It is not known yet whether Europe will be subject to similar pricing model, but Sony has been contacted for further confirmation on the issue. Although some people are saying it's not really a it's not really a discount, the comments that I'm seeing, it's not really a discount of 10%. It's overpriced anyway. But I'm happy that someone's trying to do that. I've always thought that should be so. It was something that that was going around, especially over at EA. EA really has been pushing, not just Origin, but when they first set up the EA store, they were really pushing. They wanted you to buy from them, but a lot of people said, I can't see what is the benefit of me doing so. When I download it from you, sometimes it doesn't even work properly. Whereas when I usually get it in the mail, a hard copy of a disc works. So there's no benefit at all. But if it's priceless, I think that's a great benefit, even if it's just a few bucks. I like it. Good on you guys over at Sony. Thank you. And that's kind of green. It cuts down on paper, all that business. Yay, Sony. Hmm. Yay! Did I sound excited? Yay! Oh, I'm excited. You aren't excited? You know what? We've discussed this yawning on the air thing. We've discussed this before. No, I don't do shows. Horace is like, what happened to the show? I guess, are they just catching up to us? You need to check because we're still here. Yeah, we're still here. Are you hearing anything? Ah, poor baby. He must have just hit that spot where we were. All right. And I'm going to continue on because we all know Horace. No. Okay, so those of you who love you some Eve Online, well, you've probably been hearing all the controversy that happened last year, but they're trying to pick up the pieces this year. So they sent us over a couple of little updates we'll share with you. They're saying, of course, this has been a very difficult year for them. But they've had some truly amazing games that came out. EVE Online, of course, has continued with its unprecedented feat of continuous year-over-year subscriber growth since 2003. And they want to thank all of their fans for this. They're saying, you all couldn't happen without you. So they have a new expansion called EVE Online Crucible, which has new spaceships. I believe we told you about that. There's also a write-up done by one of the players about the fleet fight. Apparently the person wrote a story. And there's also a new feature they're adding called time dilation, which actually slows down time in highly populated solar systems, sort of like bullet time. So that's a new thing you want to check out if you're an EVE Online player. They're also saying their Fan Fest is looming in the distance, March 22nd through 24th in Reykjavik, in a brand new opera house venue in downtown Reykjavik. This year's Fan Fest will include information on the next big EVE expansion, some panels, and camaraderie, and they are very nice at EVE. They do feed you. Man, do they feed you. Got some community events going on, presentations, tournaments, and the opportunity to play Dust 512, 514, however you want to. Did I say 512? 514, man. I'm sorry, 514 or 514 or 514, however you want to pronounce it. So you get to play that at their party, and it's going to be on top of the, what they're calling, what's it, at the top of the world. That's a spectacle only crazed Viking game developers would know how to throw. They said it's the best, most unique gaming gathering in an exotic locale, guaranteed. More on this later, and they're saying there's tickets available if you want to drop by their site. They also are announcing the release of the third EVE novel called Templar 1. And it's a second one by author Tony Gonzalez, so if you like his writing style, you'll love it. This one tells the epic story of the discovery technology behind Dust 514 and how it gives rise to the conflict within the greater EVE universe as the first immortal ground soldier sets boots to ground. It's reaching critical acclaim already, they say, and fan acclaim as a fantastic standalone sci-fi work as well as a perfect complement to EVE Online. You can read more about that at their site. Oh, no, I am not done. I'm not done. This is a big one, they said. Yes. So later this week, which probably by Friday, they're saying they will unveil an amazing new EVE Online and EVE community website pairing. The former should give a much more comprehensive introduction to the EVE universe, including a game data-driven star map and stunningly rendered 3D EVE ship viewer, and the latter a helpful destination for those already involved in the game. Would also be helpful if some of us who keep trying to get into it could figure out how to get into it. I believe EVE out-complicates me on my liking complicated games. I'm like, I can't handle it. I try. They're also asking if you aren't already, go over and pop over on their Twitter and Facebook and follow them. They have a ton more announcements. They're saying some interesting community highlights and things. And they also have a dev blog if you're into the developer side. I got a bunch of developer news this morning this year, actually. So I'll be probably doing a lot of those this morning. But anyway, pop over there. Tell them that we sent you. And if we get any good stuff, we'll be sure to share with you. We're looking to see if we can get something they haven't told everybody already. Because I like them. They do. They feed a sister. Oh, my God. I love going to visit their booth. They've always got good food there. And they've got a nice sit-down room. And their booth is always something high-tech, like it's glass and it's all the way up to the ceiling. And they have their big Eve thing. And then when you go around in the back, they've got the seats, nice, comfortable chairs. And they just let you play. There's no, you know, you have to be out in a few minutes. They're like, just play. As long as you're, you know, there's an empty seat, sit down and play. There's no rush. And then they have the food back there and the drinks. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Word. Wait. I got you and this crazy call on two different lists. It is the weirdest thing. I think it's only in sleep mode, not shut down. Yeah, we do. Well, we did with the regular DS. I'm not sure about the 3DS, but they've always had Wi-Fi at McDonald's. So I used to leave my Nintendogs in walk the dog mode, especially when I knew we were passing by a bunch of McDonald's. Oh, that was fun. Or my Animal Crossing in the sleep mode, because you'd open it up and you'd have a bottle, a message on your beach. I haven't turned that thing on to see if that penguin moved out. And it's been about a year since I played the DS version of my Animal Crossing. And the last time I checked, it was 6 months then, and he just will not move. You need to move out of my town, you little foul-mouthed penguin. You need to move. But I like the messages on the beach. I get messages from the oddest people, Germany, and that's why I'm trying to get Ginger to play. It's got its merits. Mhm. I'm waiting. I cleaned off my speaker, my little speaker thing, and I was ready, but Ginger won't play with me. See, y'all didn't know I could call it. And then some dog started howling. See, I told y'all I used to sing. I got about 2.5 octave range. I ain't Mariah. I used to be Mariah. Oh yeah, that's what I get for showing off. I have to tell you that story when we're off air. I was really showing off and damaged some things in the throat, so I lost my 3 octaves. Ooh, it hurt. It hurt. I earned that. It's all right. I did it to myself. Is it my turn? Oh, I'm over here waiting for you. Like, is she going to start talking anytime? Okay, let me tell you about a new app that's on your Xbox 360, in case you haven't noticed it yet. It's called Crackle. Did you talk about Crackle already? Okay. Crackle which takes up 75.34 megabytes on your hard drive, is now on your Xbox 360, confirmed by Microsoft, and Eurogamer as well. They're saying if it's if you're in Australia, Canada, UK, or, of course, here in the U.S., and you have an Xbox Live Gold account, you have Crackle. It's the latest addition to Xbox 360's growing list of non-gaming features. It is a movie and TV show streaming app that takes a slightly different approach to Love Film and Netflix. It focuses on genres that embody cool and offers uncut and uncensored content free. Crackle is owned by Sony Pictures Entertainment. Ooh, look at that cross-pollination going on there. They said, we've had enough of disposable entertainment that is as relevant as a laughing, dancing baby. We're here to watch and talk about videos that really matter, reads the official blurb. Meanwhile, the Cinema Now app is only available to us here in the U.S., and I say all of it is crap. Weren't you just trying to ban all this, Sony? Sony Entertainment Pictures Entertainment, weren't you just with SOPA trying to get this type of thing banned? Was it because you wanted it to put it on Xbox yourself? Bunch of tricks. I like one of them says, oh, uncensored, you say. The comments. I will not be downloading Crackle. It can crackle its way on off my front page. No. I'm starting to get mad at Microsoft. It's like, I said this before, it's like they made their money on the gamers' backs and they're leaving us. I don't like it. You know, we want to be an all-encompassing entertainment machine. Then make a Roku box or something that so the people, you know, as gamer, I don't really need all that crap on my thing. I wasn't too fond of them putting Netflix on the Xbox, honestly, if you guys want to know the truth. I mean, it's nice, you know, if I wanted Netflix, which I don't, but, you know, you just keep adding stuff and keep adding stuff. I just want my games. I want my games channels. I want stuff to talk about my games. I want to watch my trailers for my games. I don't want any of this other Crackle business and Uverse and no, stop it. Skype, I don't want any of that on my Xbox. None of it. Okay, we got some weirdness going on because some people are saying they're not able to hear us. Some are. And when I'm checking, I'm not hearing. Are you hearing? Aren't you in Chrome, though, aren't you? That would be why. Okay, so those of you who are not listening in Chrome are probably, or that are, you know, listening in Firefox are probably not able to hear us. That would be why. Ah, craziness. But we sound fine. Check again, Ginger, while I alert our Twitter listeners. Yeah. Change browsers. I'm typing in Twitter. What? We don't hear you? That's weird. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? You're still on another line. We might both be able to fill it. Let me hang you up on the other line. Okay. See, you know what happened? When we crashed, you called me.
Oh, my God.
So you have been on the other line, and Horace says he's hearing. Were you able to hear both of us, Horace? That's weird. All this Firefox business. This is why I'm leaving you. Today, we're breaking up. Today, I'm breaking up with Firefox. I'm switching to Chrome. Ginger's like, oh, sick. We can't hear you.
I'm here.
You hear me talking, but not you. Ginger?
I'm trying to see whether or not I hear me again.
Oh, God, poor baby. All right, well, while she's doing that, let me go ahead and give you something else. Those of you who are wanting to play Syndicate, they're saying there's going to be no online pass. Yay! They said they will not use a controversial online pass, EA has confirmed. EA Partners executive producer Jeff Gammon told Eurogamer that the decision was made in an effort to encourage all players to play the shooter, which includes a co-op component. He says we want as little resistance or barriers to entry as possible. The co-op is equal billing in this. We wanted everyone who owns a copy of the game to have access to the entire product. EA's policy is to include online pass in all its games, but this does not apply to EA's partner games. Last year, EA partners published Portal 2, made by Valve, of course, and Crysis 2, made by Crytek, and neither included online pass. But there are differences between those two games, and Syndicate, Gammon is saying, which makes the decision not to include online pass all the more surprising. While Swedish developer Starbreeze is independent and EA partners managed the development of the game, Syndicate is an EA-owned IP, and the game is published by EA, Gammon said. Under normal circumstances, it would have had an online pass, but because it didn't have competitive multiplayer and because we wanted as many people as possible playing co-op, we got away with it, Gammon explained. He says maybe another reason for not having the online pass is we are confident of the scope of the online game. There are 9 maps. It's hard to say, but just to play through the maps once on normal is a good 6 to 7 hours. To progress your character and update a few weapons is a heap of content. That and the single-player campaign means hopefully we won't see much in the way of early secondhand sales and rentals. EA's online pass, an attempt to discourage pre-owned purchases, hit the headlines last month when it emerged that it unlocked quest content for single-player RPG Kingdoms of Almar Reckoning. The online pass included new copies of the Open World Fantasy, unlocks the House of Valor faction quest, which includes 7 individual single-player missions. In addition, it unlocks Mass Effect 3-themed in-game item, the N7-inspired Shepard's Battled Armor. If you have a second-hand copy of the game, you do have to pay for the online pass to unlock the content. Stupid.
Yes. Very, very, very stupid.
I don't understand why they have this aversion to rentals. If you would just get in with the rental companies or start, if you had one from the get-go, you wouldn't be having these issues. Guys out there listening on Twitter, I know Horace is able to hear us, but let us know, the rest of you, if you can finally hear us now. I think we have remedied the problem, which is that I had Ginger on two different lines. That is the weirdest thing I've ever
seen. I've been left out. Oh, my God.
Couldn't hear the Gingers say so. And also, if you were using, again, Firefox, which is updated this morning and causing all kind of problems over here.
Firefox has been a douche nozzle.
I was warned, but I said, oh, no, we'll see if we can stick it out. But, of course, didn't know there was going to be a problem. Firefox, you're not my – we are breaking up today. It's over.
Yes. All right, so what do we got? Oh, we don't have long, so I'm going to go with this one. Namco Bandai Games releases Soul Calibur 5 for North America. Leading video, yeah. Namco Bandai today announced that Soul Calibur 5 is now available for the PlayStation 3. Oh my God, stop doing this, people. PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 from Microsoft throughout North America. The award-winning next chapter in the premier weapons-based fighting game franchise comes loaded with new game features, expanded modes, and fan-favorite guest character Ezio Auditor Deferens. Did I say that right? From Ubisoft's multi-million unit selling franchise, Assassin's Creed. Developed by Namco Bandai's Games Project Soul Team, Soul Calibur V picks up 17 years after the events of Soul Calibur IV with new heroes and returning warriors clashing in an epic showdown between good and evil. The tale of Patroclus and Pyra Alexandra unfolds as their family's destiny becomes entwined with the Soul Swords. With an expanded character creation mode and new gameplay features including the Critical Edge and Quick Move systems, Soul Calibur V will be the must-have fighting game of 2012. Alright, so they say the updated creation mode allows players to customize outfits for existing Soul Calibur V characters or create an entirely original warrior. Tweak everything from hairstyle, voice, outfits, equipment, and size of various body parts to create a fighter as fearsome or outrageous as possible.
What was with that laugh? What was that?
The 14-year-old boy in my brain was giggling. All right, so players will be able to show off their custom characters to the world in multiple online modes, including the new Global Colosseo. The Global Colosseo acts as a hub for all Soul Calibur V community interaction from around the globe. Pick a region and start interacting with other Soul Calibur V players through voice chat and text chat.
Ooh.
Yay! Along with the standard retail edition, a special collector's edition of Soul Calibur V is also available. The collector's edition comes packaged in a fox leather-bound book and includes a music CD, making of video content, hardcover art book, and the Dark Knight and White Knight downloadable armor sets for character creation mode. Soul Calibur is rated T for teen, unless your kid's got, you know, mental issues. Don't be doing that. It is a MSRP of $59.99, think of the synagogues, and $79.99 for the collector's edition. Yay!
Yay!
Over to GameNature.com for more information.
All right. Well, we're about to take us a quick break. I'm sorry, and most of you haven't heard anything, but we are a live show. Keep
we
that
are,
in mind.
We are. And Firefox, stop.
So, later on, if you're listening to the streaming, you'll get to hear why 70 people at THQ are now looking for a job today.
Oh, no.
You guys know where to find us, don't you? CameraGirlsRadio.com, GameAtrix.com. Check in my... Oh, God, APB. We need to go back to APB, by the way. We're getting in trouble. We got to go back to APB. They want us. Our presence is requested.
Yeah, I'll go and kill people again.
A guy will take his time.
Sorry, I'm on sugar.
I'll go for any time. I'm a fast-moving gal who likes them slow. Got no use for fancy driving. Wanna see you got a rival in low.
Them, but this time we're going to cut off and it's going to be on purpose.
Yeah. Yes. Ooh, did you? No, I read the last one. All right, you go first.
It's my turn. Well, I said 70, but I'm off by 100. 170 people are to be laid off today, according to a report released by THQ. Independent industry suit. Kevin Dent claimed to have been sitting on the news for a week or so. That's just mean. His Twitter conversation with THQ's Vice President of Technology, Mark Delora, suggests this is real. This is probably going to break in the morning. He says, I've sat on it for a week or so. The culling at THQ was 170-plus souls, including Mark Delora, broadcast Kevin Dent directing the message to Delora. A smart journalist would send THQ's VP of Tech, Mark Delora, an email and see what the auto reply says, Dent later wrote. Ooh, Delora replied, hey, that's cheating. Things are not looking pretty for THQ, the publisher that was yesterday threatened with the NASDAQ stock exchange delisting. If you were listening to us, we told you about that. If share prices didn't rise above the $1 in 10 days, Kevin Dent blew the whistle on THQ earlier this month when he claimed that the publisher's lineup of faraway 2014 titles and beyond had been canned. MMO Warhammer 40K Dark Millennium Online is rumored to be on sale. THQ was all denials and later put out a statement recommitting to developing new games within several core IPs.
I don't know what to think about this.
I'm sorry. Well, guys, you know what? We got job boards.
We do. So come over and check them out.
Please come over and check them out.
Yes. All right. So
poor babies.
Yes, poor babies. All right, what news did I have? Oh, there we go. Trion Worlds launches Rift Light.
Boo, yay. Anything that has light in the title, I'm already not going to play.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Free introductory version launches today with Rift 1.7 Carnival of the Ascended. Trion Worlds, the leading publisher and developer of premium games for the connected era, continues to increase accessibility to their hit MMORPG Rift, by introducing Rift Lite, a version that allows anyone with a Trion account to experience the game's first 20 levels at no cost and with no playtime restrictions. Rift Lite debuts today with the latest patch, Carnival of the Ascended, which features Ascended Weddings, PvP improvements, the new River of Souls Chronicle, and much more. They had me at weddings, just saying. All right, so in the past 10 months, Rift has evolved at a breakneck pace through 7 massive updates that set new expectations for live MMOs in features and content and in service, says Scott Hartzman, executive producer of Rift and Trion's CCO. He also goes on to say, we think a light edition with no time limit is the best way for players to see what an amazing experience Rift continues to be. Rift Lite is accessible across all servers to anyone with a Trion account, giving potential Ascended a risk free opportunity to play the game IGN called the best MMO game of 2011. Players can create a character and experience the first 20 levels in the plain besieged world of Talara, working their way through the zones of Terminus, Mathosia, Freemarch, Silverwood, and visiting their faction's capital cities. Alright, so in addition to all that, you've also got PvP improvements, Ascended Weddings, Share Eternity with Your Soulmate, Talara Style, River of Souls Chronicle, Undead Adventure for Two, New Master Mode Dungeon, Expert Dungeon Overhaul, better in-game equipment. So, yeah, if you are a fan of Rift, maybe you got bored of Rift, maybe you want to go back, maybe you just like the low levels. What I want to know, is there low-level PvP? I need to know this. All right, so, yeah, I'm going to have this up in just a moment, up on GameMatrix.com.
Well, just in case you wondered if Disney needed more money or to buy another...
Of course they need more money. They don't own the whole world yet.
Well, those of you who are on UTV, Disney's bought a controlling stake in UTV, the Indian media conglomerate that owns UK games publisher UTV Ignition. As reported by the BBC, the news comes a month after India's cabinet approved a proposal by Disney to pick up shares in UTV that it didn't already own. It appears to be a move on Disney's part to increase its media presence in India, though the buyout does mean it now owns Ignition, whose recent releases include the hit word game Quarrel, oddball survival horror Deadly Premonition, and acclaimed Japanese action title El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron, which we wanted so very badly, but it's not here in the U.S., so they could not give it to us. There's no word yet on how the change in ownership will impact the publisher. Of course, times have been rough at Ignition. Last June, it canceled long-in-development action title War Devil and made a number of staff reductions. This worries me. Oh, God. Some companies, you need to stay in your lane. Disney, you do the kid thing well, well, I won't say you do it well, the kids don't realize that they're seeing rehashed things. But parents are like, fine, because it, or some of them, it allows you to parent a little bit less, or it allows you some freedoms. You ever watch their programming?
No.
Every show, I swear, that's on the Disney Channel is a rehash of some 80s or 90s sitcom on TV. Every plot line, story, the lines even are sometimes exactly the same. So, in essence,
it's the benefit of not having any kind of ankle biters yet.
Well, yeah, be prepared. When the little ones come to visit, you have to have the Disney Channel on, Ginger. This keeps them quiet.
I have Disney movies.
No, because, you know, the new ones, they don't like some of the old Disney movies. You have to have new things. You cannot pull out the cartoony, that's what I was told. I don't want to watch Lion King. It's not even in 3D. That's what they told me.
Oh my God.
So,
Netflix, and they can watch, or, you know, they can go play the goats. Their choice.
She said, oh, see, look at that, just old school. I'm afraid I had a stick and a goat. Go outside. Go on out there and play with those goats. But those of you who do manage to have cable, if you look at the Disney programming, it's all, you know, rehash of sitcoms. Their songs are all remakes of songs from the 80s and 90s. So I imagine it's easy on parents. You don't have to really pay attention to the programming. You know exactly what they're going to say next. You remember this episode when it was on, what was that show with Steve Urkel? You know the show I'm talking about. Everybody knows that show. But, you know, they're using the exact same plot lines and stories. So I think when I say they should stay in their lane, if you acquire a company that's made something like El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron, that's in territory you have no business in, because you're going to probably try to clean it up and make it a little less violent or a little more kiddie-like, and that's going to ruin the fan base that's already following it. Not good, Disney. Mm-hmm. I hope you all don't go in and mess up these people. And anybody who's played El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron, that's our overseas people, let us know, because they were not allowed to send us a copy. We did ask, and they would love to, but they said they weren't permitted because it's overseas.
That's not right.
We've heard that a lot over the years. Sometimes I think it has to do with a money issue, and it's not really, I mean, it's here, but it's not really big here.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like if we did a great review, people could run out and find a lot of copies of it. I'm sure you could find one or two, but...
Yeah, I guess, girl.
Well, you know, we can always play it on... It is on... there's a mobile version that's out on Android. It's a side scroller. You want to play that instead. I tell you what I've been really wanting to play is what the guy showed me, that game, Battle Heart. I did find it on my Android Market, so I'm thinking I'm going to pick that up today. I will let you guys know if I do. I'll let you know if it's good, because it looks amazing. An RPG like that, that's real time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a wizard. I got a warrior. I can cast spells by drawing little symbols on the screen. And I can tell them where to stand and go. Oh, that's hot. You guys have to see it to understand what I'm saying. It's like a real true to life Legend of Zelda RPG.
Yeah.
For your Android or your iPhone or your iPad. I've not seen that yet before. Not this good anyway. And it's done by a husband and wife team. That's called.
That is called hot.
That's love.
That's love. And they didn't kill themselves. Yeah. Or kill themselves. Kill each other. There we go.
Yeah. They got two games out. That one and Zombieville USA, Ginger.
Ooh, Zombieville. No.
It got the chainsaw in it, I saw.
Oh, yes. I can already just. No.
All right, I thought we had that way. It got a chainsaw to make it fire.
That's so hot. All right. Okay. Comma Online Prisoners of the Dead says, get to the chopper. Really?
Done with you for the day.
I know, right? A new update introduces a new gameplay mode, Comeback Soldiers event, Clan Championship, and Channel for Turkish Community. Joymax, will start the year 2012 with a major update for its first-person shooter World War II game, Karma Online Prisoners of the Dead. Starting today, players can take part in a new AI helicopter mode whereby a team of four players work together to take down a heavy-duty V-5 helicopter gunship. The universe of Karma is expanding rapidly, and we are pleased to introduce the new AI helicopter gameplay mode into the mix, says Joymax CEO Namchul Kim. The new mode is perfect for group play, and with the introduction of the Comeback Soldiers events, Clan Championship, and a new region-specific channel for players in Turkey,
2012 is already shaping up to be a massive year for Karma. In the new AI helicopter mode, players are grouped into four-man units that must work across 10 grueling rounds of frantic multiplayer mayhem. Each unit faces a predetermined number of enemies that must be defeated in order to advance forward. In select rounds, players will also face off against a variety of bosses, including the heavy-duty V5 helicopter gunship. All right, so JoyMax will be running the Comeback Soldiers event for all veteran players of Karma from January 31st, which was yesterday. All returning veteran players during the event period will be awarded with special in-game items. JoyMax has also opened, like we already said, an exclusive channel to better cater to its expanding Turkish community. The new server aims to provide a better gaming environment for players inside and outside of Turkey. Similar channels will be rolled out to local communities throughout 2012. All right, so if you're interested in this, if you'll give me just a minute. Well, actually, we're on the other side. So, yeah, it'll be up by the time you come over and check it out.
Okay, I just found what should – oh, this I'm loving the website, but I'm afraid of the games that they have there. The whole website is dedicated to simulators, and I mean there's every kind of simulator on the market. And in a minute, their music's going to kick back in here because they don't know how to have this thing not start.
I hate that. People don't do that.
Okay, so they have a pro fishing simulator, ski region
simulator.
Like yes, I didn't get to look at that one yet. Underground mining simulator, airport firefighter simulator, stone quarry simulator, construction simulator, which is what they're releasing today, utility vehicle simulator, emergency ambulance simulator, and you also have a police one. The police one, the screenshots look pretty interesting, and the gameplay looks like it might be interesting because you have to kind of protect the city. I like simulators, but some of these are not appealing to me, like this ranch.
Yeah,
I'm going to need y'all to pick something interesting. People like the hospital thing. We like to run cities. You know, that's what the police one. We like those type of things. Mm-hmm. London Underground Simulator. I'm not so sure about that one. But anyway, I will tell you a little bit about. Yeah, I got 2 minutes.
I already play one like that? I was kind of meh.
Well, you that was Cities in Motion, but this is
there
a different company. I'm not sure. But I'll tell you about the game. It's from Excalibur Publishing Limited. They're saying put your hard hat on. As you help a dynamic small town grow into a major city with a wealth of regions from agricultural to foresty to suburbs and a sprawling city center and port, the choices are yours. Will you create a green, eco-friendly city, or will you create a concrete jungle? Manage multiple projects simultaneously as you explore a free-form world being shaped to your specification. As your career grows, a huge fleet of construction vehicles become available to you, from trucks and forklifts to huge sky cranes, all realistically created in stunning 3D graphics, so real you can almost smell the cement. With accurate building materials and all the latest tools at your disposal, you can sculpt the city in style. There's a range of missions which offers a building bonanza as you create schools, office buildings, and even underground car parks in your quest to become the king of construction. Do you have the engineering skills to rise above the bland builders to become a master of mortar with your creative constructions?
I don't know.
I'm not sold on the construction part. The police one, I don't know how that one got past me, but it actually does look interesting. I'm going to give them a shout and see if they're willing to let us play with a few of these. I'm hoping they're good. I hate to lambast our UK people. We love you guys so much.
Yes, we do.
But
yes,
if
we
it's...
We just want you to talk.
Yeah, I may just call over there just so I can hear them talk. That is lovely. Anyway, it's time for us to get out of here.
Yes, yes it is.
And go, what are we going to go do? I don't know. What are we doing today?
I'm thinking there's a nap in my...
There's a nap in your immediate future?
Yeah.
All right. This is going out to Snow, who we were supposed to call during the show, but with all the mishaps...
We were.
She asked us to, and we probably could, but we're on the other side. It's not nearly as fun when she's not live, but...
Yeah.
This is for you, Snow. Oh, yes.
Good being bad. There's no way I'm turning back.
boys and girls. Bye.